I got a little depressed last night and may have had too much to drink. Thanks for the blanket. Setting her suitcase on the floor, Belle walked over and sat down beside him.
Jackson texted me. He found a lead, a trail to follow, something like that. I'm not sure of the details yet, but I'm going with him. His message said to pack a suitcase and be at his apartment at 8 this morning, ready to leave. As of right now, I don't know where we're going, but I promise I'll keep you informed.
Her dad stared at her in disbelief. He found something?
She reached for his hand, nodding. Yes, that's what he said.
He smiled. I'll go with you. Belle squeezed his hand.
Instead, I'd like you to stay here and be ready. There might be something, some kind of evidence or clues you may need to check out from here. Plus, you have to take care of the animals. They can't feed themselves.
She tried to make light of her statement with a quick laugh and hoped it sounded natural.
Like I said, I'll call you every day and tell you what's going on. I promise.
Her father reluctantly agreed. I know, you're right. At least drink a cup of coffee before you go. I just made a pot. Have some breakfast.
Belle tipped her wrist and looked at her watch. How about this? I'll pour coffee in a travel mug and take it with me. I'll even grab a muffin and eat it on the way. When Jackson says 8 o'clock, you know he means 8 o'clock.
She went to the kitchen and poured coffee for herself and took a blueberry muffin out of the cupboard. Her dad picked up her suitcase and walked her to her car. I have a good feeling about this. I know you and Jackson can do it, but wherever you go and whatever you do, remember, you're going to be involved with bad people. People who took her. Remember, they may try to harm you and Jackson. Please, Bellamy, be careful.
I will, Dad, I promise.
She put her arms around him as his hands tightened on her back. Her dad was never one for quick hugs, always long and meaningful. He kissed her on the top of the head. I love you. Belle stood on her tiptoes and gave him a kiss on the cheek. She ended the hug and climbed into her car.
I love you too, Dad.